You're listening to NPR Music's coverage of the Newport Folk Festival. To find more concert coverage, including interviews, photographs, and blog posts, go to npr.org/Newport Folk.
Good afternoon, everybody. How y'all feeling? Everything's good? I just wanted to say hi. My name is Rita Houston, and I'm from WFUV in New York City. Cool public radio station. And I know many New Yorkers are here, so if you're around town, it's 90.7 FM, and on the web, it's WFUV.org. And this weekend, I'm also on special assignment with NPR Music, as we've been broadcasting live from Newport, from all the stages, all weekend long, and those performances will be archived up on the NPR site. So we're definitely spreading the Newport love all over the world. But lucky us, we're here in the here and now. And this guy here has surely got a way with words. So please join me in welcoming to Newport, Guy Clark. Thanks.
Thanks. This is my dear friend, Verlin Thompson. We have come here today to sing you some songs that we've written, some we know. We don't use a set list, we just kind of wing this, and we have no agenda. We have no clue. But we have no fear. Flowers at Cape tied all around his head. He's still jumping off the garage and will be till he's dead. All these years the people said he's acting like a kid. He did not know he could not fly, so he did. And he's one of those who knows that life is just a leap of faith. Spread your arms and hold your breath. Always trust your king. breath. Oh, it's just a kiss. Spread your arms, hold your breath. Always trust your care. Test one two. We hadn't played in 2 or 3 months.
Just get off of this LA freeway without
my wife Susanna and I used to live out there in Los Angeles, damn California. Very strange place. We lived in this little garage apartment. It was pretty nice. Right outside the front window was the prettiest grapefruit tree you ever seen in your whole life. Well, it was the only grapefruit tree I'd ever seen. But the grapefruit were sweet. Strange part about all this was the landlord. He's one of those guys that come home from work every day, go out to the garage, make his own bullets. One morning, we awoke to the sound of the landlord out there with an axe. He's chopping down the grapefruit tree. Well, I went outside. I went outside very, very carefully. I said, "Man, what are you doing?" He said, "Oh, guy," he said, "this damned old grapefruit tree has been here 30 or 40 years. It's gotten so big. The roots have spread out so far. It's starting to crack my concrete patio. Pack up all your dishes. Ain't no more dishes. Say goodbye to the landlord for me. Son of a bitch has always bored me. Thanks. How about a love song? Yeah. There ain't nothing in the world I like better than bacon and lettuce and homegrown tomatoes. Up in the morning, out in the garden, get you a ripe one, do not get a hard one. Plant them in the spring, eat them in the summer. All winter without them is a culinary bummer. I forget all about the sweating and digging. Every time I go out and pick me dinner.
Homegrown tomatoes,
what'd life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy. That's true love and homegrown tomatoes. Thank you. your knees. It's homegrown tomatoes in every yard you see. But when I die, don't bury me in a box in a cemetery. Out in the garden would be much better, and I could be pushing up homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What would life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What would life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown. As you can see, it doesn't take a lot to amuse us. I have a new album coming out in September the 22nd, I believe it is. And the title of the album is taken from this song. The album's called Some Days the Song Writes You. Just one of those days you can't explain, when nothing's right or wrong. Too much wine or not enough, so you just play along. There's no rhyme or reason, ain't a damn thing you can do. Some days you write the song, some days the song writes you. I'm searching for a melody to sing my soul to sleep, reaching for some harmony down inside of me. Some days you know just how it goes, some days you have no clue. Some days you write the song, some days the song writes you. You can fall, you can fly, get low down or get high. You can try or just leave it alone. You can search for the way, you can curse, you can pray, but the words have a way of their own. It don't matter how much it hurts, you've got to tell the truth. Some days you write the song, some days the song writes you. just made this up, but I would not lie, that's true. Some days you write the songs, some days the song writes you. Well, this is a little song about West Texas. Most of them are. Sitting on the fender of someone else's truck, drinking Old Crow whiskey, hot 7-Up out in the parking lot. You can hear the band playing right through the wall. There ain't no cover charge. Ain't no last call out the parking lot. Now there's a couple of cowpokes putting up their dukes. There wasn't much to it after both of them puked out in the parking lot. Someone called the police, and the police finally came, and they wrote them a couple of tickets, and they took a couple of names out in the parking lot. Well, I love to see the neon dancing on the gravel. I love to hear the pickup trucks come unravel. Some have given up, some have given in. Looks like everybody's looking for a friend out in the parking lot. Whoops, there's a couple could not wait to get home. Probably in love, so let's leave them alone at the parking lot. Now the band is on the bus, they're all loaded up to leave, but the drummer's got a girlfriend and she's tugging at his sleeve out in the parking lot. I love to see the neon dancing on the gravel. I love to hear the pickup trucks come unravel. Some have given up, some have given in. Looks like everybody's looking for a friend out in the parking lot. Everybody's gone, they have shot out all the lights, and the dust begins to settle in us. Never been so quiet out in the parking lot. Well, let's see here. How about the Boasterville? Perfect. Perfect. It's a song Verlin and I wrote. We wrote it for a friend of ours, actually, a friend of ours named Richard Lee. Richard is a marvelous wooden boat builder and sailor, pretty good songwriter. He's got wrote, "Don't It Make My Brown Eyes Blue." And a little inside information for you. Richard wrote that song about his dog. I don't think he told Crystal Gale that till a little later. But dog had glaucoma. Anyway, one year for his birthday, Richard's wife at the time gave him 2 weeks at the wooden boat building school up in Maine. And he was... Yeah, but he grew up on the Chesapeake Bay here, and he's a fabulous sailor. Anyway, he was absolutely thrilled, and as was she, it turns out. What we know for sure is that Richard's no longer married to that same woman. He's got a hell of a boat. Verlin and I got a pretty good song out of it.
To bend, I've got planks to nail, I've got charts to make, and I've got seas to sail.
I'm gonna build me a boat with these two hands. It'll be a fair curve from a noble plan. Let the chips fall where they will. Sails are just like wings, and the wind can make them sing songs of life, songs of hope, songs to keep your dreams afloat. I'm gonna build me a boat with these two hands of Leah. Fair curve from a noble plan. Let the chips fall where they will. I've got boats to build.
Now shores, distant shores, you know there, that's what I'm headed for. Let the stars guide my way. I'm gonna sail into the light of day.
I'm gonna build me a boat with Thank you very much. It is too sweet. Well, this is, I think we'll do, this is another song about West Texas. This is a song about the first time I ever saw a streamlined train. Happened in a little town out there called Monahans. That's out between Pecos and nowhere. I mean, it's some flat stuff. So flat you can actually see the curvature of the earth. I got a good friend from out that part of the country, Joe Ely. And we were talking about it one day. He said, yeah, it's flat, man. He said, you know, you can stand out there and turn around, you can see 50 miles in any direction. Said, if you stand on a tuna fish can, you can see 100. Well, like I said, this is about the first time I ever saw a streamlined train, and happened in 1947. I never forgot it. It was like a moonshot or a shuttle launch or something. The whole town turned out. Train didn't stop or nothing. We all went down there anyway. Now, being 6 years old, I had seen some trains before, so it's hard to figure out what I'm at the depot for. Trains are digging black and smoking steam, screaming at the wheels, bigger than anything is. At least that's the way she feels. Trains are digging black and smoking louder than July 4. But everybody's acting like this might be something more than just picking up the mail for the soldiers from the war. This is something that even old man Wildman never seen before. It's a late afternoon on a hot Texas day. Something strange is going on, and it was all in the way. Well, there's 50 or 60 people just sitting on the car. And the old men left their dominoes, and they come down from the bars. Everybody's checking. Old Jack Kitchell check his watch. And us kids put our ears to the rails to hear him pop. So we already know that when he finally said train time, you'd have thought that Jesus Christ himself was rolling down the line. As things got real quiet, Mama jerked me back. Not before I'd got the chance to lay a nickel. Look out, here she comes, she's coming. Look out, there she goes. She's gone, screaming straight through Texas like a mad dog. Cyclone, big and red and silver. She don't make no smoke. She's a fast rolling streamline. Come ashore, folks. I said, look out, here she comes, she's coming. Look out, there she goes. She's gone, screaming straight through Texas. Thank you. She never even stopped. She left 50 or 60 people still sitting on their cars, and they're wondering what it's coming to. Now it got this far. Oh, but me, I got a nickel smashed flatter than a dime. My mad dog, runaway red, silver, streamlined drinks. Look out, here she comes, she's coming. Look out, there she goes, she's gone. Screaming straight through Texas like a mad dog cyclone. Big and red and silver, she don't make no smoke. She's a fast rolling streamline. Come show her, folks. I said, look out, here she comes, she's coming. Look out, there she goes, she's gone. Screaming straight through Texas like a mad dog cyclone. Thanks. As I mentioned before, this is my dear friend Verlin Thompson. Verlin, as you know, is one of the best guitar players and singers you've ever heard. However, just wait till you hear some of the songs he's written. I'm going to get Verlin to sing you a couple of songs, and I'll be right back. I mean it this time.
You promise you're coming back? Speaking of coming back, I'm glad to be back here at the Newport Folk Festival helping celebrate 50 years of good music. I didn't get to come down yesterday, but I got to listen on the radio. That's the great thing about it. So I heard most of what went on, and sound like y'all had a good time here yesterday. Well, while he's gone, I want to talk about him a little. No, I just want to take 1 second to say thank you to Guy for... I'm from out in Binger, Oklahoma, and I'm pretty sure if it weren't for Guy Clark, I would have never been on stage at the Newport Folk Festival. So I... And not only this festival, but other festivals all around the world, he's carried me around and been so good to me. And I wrote this little song sort of for Guy and me, but it'll be for all of us. And you'll probably hear some places you recognize in this song. It's just sort of a laundry list of a bunch of the places we've played. Poor David's in Dallas, to the Gallatin Palace, the Cactus Cafe, the Palms and the Birch, the Bluebird, the Gray Eagle, the Tin Angel, Iron Horse, and of course the Grand Old Mother Church. The Station Inn, Exit Inn, Fruit Again, Michigan, Flat Rock and Round Rock and Little Rock Jacks. Dublin to Tullamore, the Down Home and the Troubadour, long as they want us, we'll keep coming back. See, we ain't been everywhere, but we're trying to get there. If you let us tune up, we'll throw down a set. Now book us a room, we'll be in your town soon, 'cause we ain't been everywhere yet. There's the Ark and the Handlebar, Wolf Trap and the Apple Farm, Pootie's Hill Country and St. Augustine. at the foot of the Denali and down on the Suwannee. In that night I can't talk about in New Orleans. On live Freedom Radio, the Birmingham Zydeco, Reno and Conroe and somewhere in France. A bunkhouse in Brenham and the barns of Vienna and the riding arena at the real South Fork Ranch. Hey, we ain't been everywhere, but we're trying to get there. If you let us tune up, we'll throw down a set. Book us a room, we'll be in your town soon, cause we ain't been everywhere yet. The old Floribama, songwriterama, the Merle and the Strawberry Festival's all. The Liberty Lunch and the Fireman's Kitchen. And here at the Newport Folk Festival with y'all. Hey, we ain't been everywhere. We're trying to get there. Just let us tune up. We're gonna throw down a set. Look us a room, we'll be in your town soon, cause we ain't been everywhere, no, but we're sure trying to get there. You see, we ain't been everywhere. Yet. Also, if it weren't for Guy Clark, I probably wouldn't be as into folk music as I am. I guess I was a folk music lover, but didn't really know it. You know, I moved to Nashville, and I thought I was going to be one of those country stars, and it didn't work out. But thanks to Guy, I found a whole new world of stuff, of music and people and places and venues that I just... my life has changed, and I think it's affected my songwriting too. I tell a lot more stories now. I was always kind of a storytelling big mouth, but anyway, here's a story that I wrote. It's about a horse, and it's also about more than that. It's about loyalty and trust and honesty and dedication. But mostly a horse. Now Joe Walker's mare was a mighty good ride. She was no bag of bones, she was no hunk of hide. And he gave her to me the day that he died. Joe Walker's mare was a mighty good ride. When Joe Walker found her, she was lonesome and lame. Her tail in a tangle, birds in her mane. In the Arbuckle Mountains in a cold pouring rain, when Joe Walker found her, she was lonesome and lame, y'all. Now Joe Walker rode her for 20-some years. He viewed most of the country between her two ears. He found him a good one, and he never switched gears. Joe Walker rode her for 20-some years. She never reared up, and she never broke loose. She'd carry a queen or a Choctaw papoose. Bareback and bridle, no saddle, no use. She never reared up, no, she never broke loose. Pulled the wagon that hauled him away. In the box that he built, for his own burying day. And she even dropped her head for that old preacher to pray. And then I unhitched the wagon and they hauled him away. And I never rode her. It just didn't seem right. Oh, I brushed her and I combed her most every night. And I thought about it, but dream as I might, I would not ride her. It just didn't seem right. So in the Arbuckle Mountains, somewhere running free, is the son of that mare Joe Walker gave me. I turned him loose the day that she died. Joe Walker's mare was a mighty good ride. She was no bag of bones, no hunk of hide. Joe Walker's mare was a mighty good ride. Appreciate it. How about some more of this Guy Clark?
Sorry, I'm hobbling around today. It's an old songwriting injury. Okay. Well, I have a finite amount of time. This is a song I wrote with a friend of mine named Rodney Crowell.
I think that's the way you wrote it.
I got an old blue shirt, suits me just fine. I like the way it feels, so I wear it all the time. I got an old guitar, won't ever stay in tune. Like the way it sounds in a dark and empty room. I got an old pair of boots and they fit just right. Well, I could work all day, I can dance all night. I got an old used car and it runs just like a top. I get the feeling it ain't ever gonna stop.
Stuff that works,
stuff that holds up, the kind of stuff you don't hang on the wall. Stuff that's real, stuff you feel, the kind of stuff you reach for when you fall. Got a pretty good friend who's seen me at my worst. He can't tell if I'm a blessing or a curse, but he always shows up when the chips are down. And that's the kind of stuff I like to be around. Stuff that works, stuff that holds up, the kind of stuff you don't hang on the wall.
Can't remember that line.
Stuff that's real, stuff you feel, the kind of stuff you reach for when you fall. She's crazy, paints like God. She got a playground sense of justice, she won't take odds. Got a tattoo with her name right through my soul. I think everything she touches turns to gold. Stuff that works, stuff that holds up, the kind of stuff you don't hang on the wall. Stuff that's real, stuff you feel, the kind of stuff you reach for when you fall.
Well, I think we'll do you one more song. Just about out of time, so we'll just forego any kind of encore. We just don't have time. This runs on time like something. This is another new song that Verlin and I wrote. It's on the new album. See if I can remember it. Passed by a pawn shop in an older part of town. Something caught my eye and I stopped and turned around. I stepped inside and there I spied in the middle of it all was a beat up old guitar hanging on the wall. Well, what do you want for that piece of junk? I asked the old man. He just smiled and took it down. He put it in my hand. He said, "You tell me what it's worth. You're the one who wants it. Tune it up, play a song, and let's just see what haunts it." So I hit a couple of chords, my old country way of strumming. Then my fingers turned to lightning, man, I never heard it coming. It's like I always knew it, I just don't know where I learned it. It wasn't nothing but the truth, so I just reared back and burned it. Thank you. Well, I lost all track of time. Nothing I couldn't pick. Up and down the neck, man, I never missed a lick. Guitar almost played itself. There's nothing I could do. It was getting hard to tell just who was playing who. When I finally put it down, I couldn't catch my breath. My hands were shaking, and I was scared to death. And the old man finally got up, said, "Where in the hell you been?" Said, "I've been waiting all these years for you to stumble in." Then he took down an old dusty case, said, "Go on, pack it up. You don't owe me nothing." And then he said, "Good luck." There was something spooky in his voice, something strange on his face. And when he shut the lid, I saw my name was on the case. Thompson. Thank you guys very much. You had a great time. Well, thanks, y'all are very sweet. Well, I wish that. I'm just a poor boy. Mm-hmm. Work's my middle name. If money was a reason, oh, I would not be the same. I'll stand up and count it. Mm-hmm. I'll face up to the truth. Trouble, but I can't walk away from you. So forgive me all my anger, forgive me all my faults. There's no need to forgive me for thinking what I thought. I loved you from the get-go. I love you till I die. I loved you on the Spanish steps the day you said goodbye. Thank you so much. Verlin Thompson.
Guy Clark.
Thanks again. Thanks for coming out.